Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown, baby!
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Mark Richt would like Drew Butler to hit it a mile in the air. And he did. What a kick.
And the SEC's career leader in touchdown passes and completions, Aaron Murray.
Touchdown in stride as he crosses the goal line. Put it right on his hip. What a throw.
Now, with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Get to the house, sideline, pylon. Touchdown, and the Dogs are on the board first.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been lame. For your next mistake, I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Welcome into the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside my co-host, Aaron Murray. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Drew Butler. Aaron is at Aaron Murray 11. And head on over to puntandpass.com, the number one destination for all things college football. Our merch is back. We finally got some Punt and Pass hats back in stock. Shout out to the supply chain. So head over to Punt and Pass. Check out the locker room, which is where you can buy your Punt and Pass merch. Got our picks up there. Our YouTube page, which just continues to rock and roll. Puntandpass.com. Check it out. How about this? What an episode we have today, Aaron. Obviously, we're previewing the national championship game between Alabama and Georgia, part five of the Kirby Smart versus Nick Saban era. And we have a very special guest joining us midway through the show, the GOAT, Herschel Walker. Yeah, buddy. National champion, Heisman Trophy winner, the greatest running back in the history of college football. Herschel Walker joins the pod coming up here in a little bit. So we are thrilled that Herschel is going to make his Punt and Pass debut. This episode of Punt and Pass is presented by Prize Picks. We love Prize Picks. What a huge weekend for Prize Picks coming up. And what does that mean? A huge weekend for you. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the promo code PUNT. Last weekend of the regular season in the NFL, the college football playoff national championship game, college basketball, NBA, NHL, PGA Tour is out in Hawaii. You can do cross-sport entries. You can 10X your winnings. It's simply the best. All you have to do, pick if your favorite players are going to go over or under their fantasy score projection or a single stat projection and cash in big time. Use the promo code PUNT. You get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. We love our friends over at Prize Picks. Check them out on social media at Prize Picks, prizepicks.com. Murray, I know you have just been doing everything under the sun from the media side. I've been on a ton of interviews this week as well. Ooh. It's fun. I'm confused. Georgia, Alabama, part five. We'll dive into it. Where are you at right now from a mental standpoint?
So I am, golly, you know what sucks is every interview, because I am clumped into this Georgia, Alabama, you know, fiasco of Georgia not being Alabama because I didn't beat Alabama in 2012. Yeah. So everyone always, every year this happens, and every time Georgia plays Alabama, this will continue to happen, is I get a bajillion calls and interviews, obviously one to break down the game, but to talk about 2012.
Yeah.
And, you know, why is it so hard to beat Alabama, and what's going on with Georgia versus Alabama, and why can't Georgia beat Alabama, and you didn't beat Alabama. I'm like, I'm not sick of it, because I'll say this. I love talking football.
Yeah.
It was one of the most exciting games that I was ever a part of. It was freaking awesome. But it will be good once Georgia does beat Alabama, where going forward in 2022, when these teams face once again for the national championship, I won't get a call saying, hey, talk to me about 2012.
Yeah.
Because it's over at that point. It's done. all these losses, the national championships, the SEC championship games, those are then now in the past. We can move past them. We can move on, and we can just focus on the fact that Georgia finally beat Alabama. They won the big one. And everyone from Jake Fromm and myself and everyone part of those 18, 17, and 2012 teams and beyond can finally put that behind us and just move the frick on. So fingers crossed, man, because I've talked about that game, I don't know, like 200 times this week already. Like my calendar right now, Drew, look at my – I'm going to show you.
Please. On Zoom.
I don't know if – can you see this?
It's too bright. Oh my goodness. That's today or is that all week?
This is all week.
Oh man. That looks like a nightmare of a schedule. And that's all you talking about losing the 2012 SEC
championship.
Yeah,
and that is just me losing the 2012 SEC championship game. Every single one of them.
Oh god.
I mean it's been like straight teen honey like five times a day this week. So I said no more calls after like today. I think I think like I told Sharon, like, we need to go to dinner on Saturday night. You, me, and I'm leaving my phone at home.
What about me? Am I invited?
No, you're not invited. You're not.
You know what I think, though?
You and I will be getting dinner and drinks in Indy. Right. She's not coming to Indy, so I got to do something with her on Saturday. Right. Work, no phone, no distractions.
Awesome. Awesome. You know what I think? Like, it's very reminiscent. I mean, I'm old enough. I know you are, too. Like, when the Red Sox finally won the World Series, when they got over the hump against the Yankees, and then it was, like, on, right? Red Sox dynasty started. There was no worries once they got into the playoffs. If they were in the World Series, it was there to win. There was no more talk of a curse. Do you put anything into the Atlanta Braves having won the World Series to maybe have ended the Georgia sports curse this year? And Aaron, I thought about one thing last night. We need to reach out to our boy Jock Peterson and have him write this team a damn note. I mean, Jock Peterson obviously became massively popular by saying, hey, this team has what it takes. We are those MFers, as everybody remembers. Jock needs to do that for the Georgia Bulldog football team because the psyche, just the constant nonstop.
You're boys with him. You're boys with him now. Come on, okay. Drew.
We should holler at Alex Wood. That's what we need to do. A Wood, get your boy Jock to write a public letter.
I thought you were hanging out with Jock.
I was just pretty cool.
Yeah,
Jock,
come on. You
Jock
got the
relationship. No idea who I am. Jock,
go slide into those DMs, Drew. It's for the dogs. Go slide in the DMs. Come on.
How about Don't be scared. Let's start talking about this game. Saw this statistic last night from our boy Ross Dellinger over at Sports Illustrated. He tweets out, I'm digging into some UGA Bama statistics. They've played 240 minutes of football in their last four meetings, the 2017 National Championship game, the 2018 SEC Championship game, in the regular season in 2020, and then the 2021 SEC Championship game. Georgia has either led or been tied for 171 of those 240 minutes. That is 71% of the time, and they are 0-4. That's not a statistic that you want to hear.
No.
In those first two games, the 2017 National Championship game and the 2018 SEC Championship game, they led for 99% of those two games, and they did not win either. This is time, right?
We led a lot for the 2012 game, too. I would love to know the stats.
Talk to me about that game. I don't really remember what happened in that 2012.
So we got first blood. We got first blood. I think they might have had the lead heading into halftime. Then we took the lead.
Fake punt, blocked field goal.
Yeah, we took the lead in the third quarter and kind of had it for a while. So I think we had the lead for the first, heading into the second. They finished up on top. Then we took it back in the third. Pretty much had it through the majority of the third and most of the fourth until about midway, to about 5 minutes to go. So, I mean, we had the lead 60% of the time, I would think, somewhere around there in that game versus Bama. But I mean, it's we always say it. You can and we had the psyche too. I'm not kidding. Like when Alec blocked that field goal and took it, Ogletree housed it. You could see on the sideline. Everyone was thinking of Miami Beach. I mean, it was like you could look at everyone's face. And I'm not going to lie. I felt a little bit too. I was like, holy we're about to go to the Natty.
But that's not a bad thing to feel.
No, I mean, right? It's like, not.
Just but finish the drill.
Yeah, but you just can't. You can't feel like that versus Bama. It's like, no. Like you cannot feel good until there is 0-0-0 on the clock and you get more points than they do.
I will say this. I think one of the best situations heading into this weekend with all that talk, with all of the Georgia can't beat Alabama talk, with all of the Kirby can't beat Nick Saban talk, the best case scenario is to do it for a national championship game, right? Because if you were to do it for an SEC championship, then maybe Georgia doesn't win the national championship. It's like, okay, you beat Bama, but if you do it in the regular season, like Texas A&M did, but then Texas A&M doesn't even make the playoff, much less the SEC championship game. It's like, okay, but Georgia and Kirby Smart had the opportunity to put the nail in the coffin. Boom, sign, seal, delivered. We beat Alabama. We're national champions. We are done with this shit. I really do think that's the type of psyche this team has. You have to believe that they are totally focused. I think N'Kobe Dean was talking about smelling salts, right? Like that ass whooping in the SEC championship game was like taking smelling salts. We were kind of in a malaise. We were whooping up on a bunch of teams. We got our teeth kicked in. Refocus, go down to Miami, absolutely slaughter Michigan, on to the next giant. So going into the game, Aaron, let's just talk about, I want to start with high-level psyche of the players this week. I would assume that they leave for Indy today or tomorrow. I don't know. You might know. It's Friday morning.
They're not spending the whole week there, right?
No,
they're,
but I thought you might get an extra day because it's an extra
I would think like maybe 48 hours, maybe 72 hours.
So Saturday morning they leave?
I haven't seen they did, you know, when they left for Miami, they're posting videos on all their social medias about being on the plane and taking off. And I've yet to see that. So I do not believe they are in Indy because I just don't know. Obviously, the weather's crap. You don't want to go up there and practice. And I don't know how you would you'd have to, you know, kind of manipulate timing between you and Alabama when it comes to getting in Lucas Oil to practice. So I think both teams are probably like, hey man, let's just, you know, be in Alabama, being in Athens and in Tuscaloosa and Athens, and just practice in our own indoors, not have to worry about sharing a stadium and spies in the stadium, watching practice and taping practice and all that crap. So yeah, I think it's, you know, there's no rush to get to Indy. The weather stinks. I don't think there's any, you know, real activities for these players to do. Like Miami, like they went on like fun cruises.
Oh, yeah, it's bowl week.
It's bowl week. It's a little bit more fun. This is a different mindset. And I don't think there's like this big media day, just like last week, media days were canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was done via Zoom.
That. Yeah.
So there's no media day. So you don't need to be there for that. There's no events to do. So you don't need to be there for that. So, and shoot, Nick Saban didn't let them do anything. Like their team took a vote before the game in Dallas. And the seniors came to Nick and said, we're in lockdown. Like, we're not leaving the hotel.
Okay. yeah. I mean, wow. I want to say this out loud, because I think you would totally agree. Like, everybody's obviously talking about the rematch. Georgia just got whooped up on 37 days ago. It wasn't even close. George obviously thinking about that. George obviously focused on revenge. George obviously correcting what they did wrong. Hey, we can't do this in the national championship game. Alabama's players and the coaching staff 100% are not overly confident that they're just going to go in there and whoop Georgia's ass again, right? Is there a hesitancy in the game plan of Alabama? Is there a hesitancy in the locker room at Alabama, Aaron, of like, God, we're about to catch these guys best. We need to be on our A game. Like, what is that situation like when you were so dominant 4 weeks prior and now you know it's not going to be like that on Monday night?
Well, I do agree with like N'Kobe. Like it was good. They need a wake up call, and I'm still concerned about the condition for Georgia. The conditioning, like that, to me, that's still my biggest worry. And someone
just, you know, 60 minutes of ball.
Yeah, like I said this the other day on a radio station. And someone's like, oh, you know, then why does, you know, all the workouts and conditioning prep, you know, practice and spring and fall camp, like then that doesn't matter, I guess, Aaron. I'm like, no, it does matter. Like it can get you there, but there's still nothing that gets you fully ready for a football game besides playing football.
Yeah.
Like I'm not in peak shape the first game of the season. Like guys usually don't peak out till game three or four. Like that's when you're in your best shape. And then you're ready to go to play four quarters for the rest of the season. Like you can do all the wind sprints you want, but until you're actually getting hit in the mouth over and over and over again for 60 minutes, like that is a different type of shape, man. So I just, to me, once again, I think I said on the show after the game versus Michigan, I was really hoping for my own sake too, because I wanted a good game to be entertained. I wanted a close four quarter game versus Wolverines.
Yeah.
I think Georgia needed it. They needed a game where they had a physically and mentally stressed for four quarters because they've only had that twice this year, versus Clemson and versus Bama. And Bama has had it over and over and over and over again. I think to me, that is my only worry heading into this game is once again, I'm afraid come third, fourth quarter, you're going to see a team that may be a little bit tired compared to Alabama, where I don't think like they've played four quarters of ball all year.
Yeah, they really have.
90% of their games, they've had to play for four quarters in order to win. And I think that is what benefited the most come that game in Atlanta. And that might be the deciding factor come this national championship as well. So I don't think it's a psyche thing. I don't think our players right now for Georgia have a mindset of this is Bama, we're scared. I truly believe that they believe that they're better. Like they think that, it's okay, powerful. You know, you got the Heisman Trophy winner, you got Will Anderson, you got Jameson, like maybe you got like two or three positions that are really good. And yes, those are key positions, but from a comparing roster to roster, entire offense, offense and defense to defense, we have the better football team.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've done a lot of interviews too. I think that they believe that as well. And they should. If you look at paper, if you look at the entire stack of data that you get from a 13 or 14 game season that they've already both played. And here's what I've heard a lot. If you look at the whole, Georgia's better than Alabama. Mm-hmm. If you break it out and you say, what are the two most important key factors when winning championships? Oftentimes it's the quarterback and the head coach. Our buddy Cole Kubelik, I heard him on the radio. He's like, guys, I've gone back and forth. Obviously he's on in Birmingham. He says, I'm making my decision, my game prediction based on the quarterback and the head coach. And that would lead me towards Bama. Nick Saban and Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Bryce Young. He's like, you know, argue with me if you want. That is where my decision lies. That is where I am going. And I said, you know, he's got a point. He does. He has a point. But saw a great tweet yesterday from Steak Shapiro, former radio host at 680 Now on Atlanta Eats. And he said, everybody who keeps saying Stetson Bennett can't beat Bryce Young and Stetson Bennett can't beat Nick Saban, slow your roll. Two great, great comparisons, really three in total, to give everybody some perspective. Eli Manning beat Tom Brady, an undefeated New England Patriots, and Bill Belichick for a Super Bowl. Then he comes back and beats Tom Brady and Bill Belichick again. And then Nick Foles and Doug Peterson beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, the vaunted New England Patriots, for Super Bowl. It is possible, right? And Georgia has the horses around Stetson, and Kirby has the collective data of success while his time at Georgia to get this across the finish line. I really do believe if Georgia was even up 35-0 with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Georgia fans still would not be 100% confident that they're going to win this game, but things are going to be different. This is really possibly, Aaron, the best situation. And I said that before the SEC championship game. You talked me into being overly confident heading into that game, and for good reason. Yes. But with the rematch, right, and with getting your teeth kicked in 37 days prior, and with being able to get refocused, refine your confidence against Michigan, and set up for a neutral site matchup in Indianapolis against Alabama once again, I don't know if you could draw up a better situation for Georgia.
No,
and I
you
say
can't.
That really, yep. really meaningfully.
No. Well, going back to Steak, I love what he said, and I joked yesterday, but it's true. I mean, Steak and I don't always see eye to eye, so that was you know, first time that we've actually been on the same page with this one. You know, I got complete faith in Stetson. First off, I think, you know, we can dive into this after our chat with Herschel a little bit more, but I think, you know, I think we're in a good spot at that position because I've had, you know, the question asked all week and we've touched on it briefly at times. Like if he comes out there and plays bad, you know, what does Kirby do? You know, I'm not anticipating that though. Like I'm not even going to put that in the universe. Like, I do not anticipate Stetson going out there and crapping the bed in the first half. I think he's more than ready and capable to go win a national championship. It's going to be a really, to me, these are the best two teams in the country.
No doubt. And if
you've seen Alabama this year, a handful of times when they've shown up, they're dominant. I mean, Miami, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, SEC championship game, last week for Cincinnati. I mean, they are just kind of in cruise control and you're like, man, this seems really good. Like they are a dominant football team. We all knew that. Just because it's not Nick Saban's best team he's ever had does not make this team elite. They are elite. And they're playing at that level right now. And if they play like they did in those five games this season, you know, they could win once again. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, they beat Georgia and Atlanta. So this is going to be two heavyweights going at it. I think it's going to be a close football game. And like I said, man, we're about to have Herschel on right now, so we can get a little bit more about the details afterwards. But I'm freaking pumped. I'm ready to get to Indy and freeze my ass off and have a good time.
Absolutely. Speaking of national championships, let's talk to one guy who has won a national championship at the University of Georgia, who has won a Heisman Trophy. He's the GOAT. He's the best. Herschel Walker, none other than Herschel Walker. Here he is. Let's bring in number 34, Herschel Walker, punt and pass debut. All right. Pleased to welcome in our very special guest on this national championship preview episode of Punt and Pass. Aaron, we have the GOAT in tow. That's right. Number 34, Herschel Walker, at Herschel Walker on Twitter. Go ahead and follow him if you don't know him and you live underneath a rock, at Herschel Walker on Twitter. Herschel. What's up, my man? Thanks so much for being here. It's National Championship Week. Aaron and I have talked about this game all week. I'm sure you have as well. Part five, Kirby versus Nick Saban. Part five, Alabama versus Georgia for meaningful football games. And this one is for it all, a national championship, which you have won. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, I know you guys are very welcome. I'm looking forward to it. I think this is a big weekend, and I hate to say it because I don't want people to think that I'm lying, but yeah, I predicted that these two teams would meet up in the championship. So, and they're here.
So Herschel, did you ever play Bama back in your day at Georgia? What's your record versus the Crimson Tide if you did?
You know, it's so funny. We didn't play Bama when I was there. And what was interesting, if people don't know this, is I think my freshman year, Bama and I, because, you know, we didn't really have the playoff system, but Bama and I tied for number one, and they really? Went to the judge and they voted, and I think we ended up winning out over Bama. But I think there was a tie between Bama and Georgia, and I think we ended up winning out, and that's how we won a national championship.
That's how Alabama, you know, they'll tell everybody they have 18, 19, 20 national championships. Like two of them were in World War II where they weren't supposed to count. Well, a couple of the other ones were ties where they weren't supposed to count, but they'll of course tally it on there and say they have as many or more than anybody in the nation. You know, so much is being talked about, Herschel. Georgia can't get over the hump. Kirby can't beat Nick Saban. You know, the best situation for Georgia in a long time was in the SEC championship game, and they fell flat on their face. What is the psyche of this team? What is the mentality of the coaching staff trying to pick this team back up? Because they were broken after the SEC championship game, and now they get another shot.
Well, I think people, and you guys don't understand this, and I think people need to realize that going into the SEC championship game, Georgia had nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. They absolutely had nothing to lose. So they did eat that rat poison. They ate that rat poison that Nick Saban talks about. And Alabama had everything to lose because, you know, if they had lost that game, that would have been totally devastating for them. So I think Georgia came into that game. And to be honest with you, I look at the game, and I think if people look at the game, I said, I wonder why that game's so vanilla. And what I mean by that is you saw the defense making mistakes. When have you seen that defense make it the type of mistakes they were making in that game? And I said, I don't think no one goes into a game to lose, but I don't know whether the coaches said, we're going to meet it up with them again. So we don't want to show them everything right now. And in the Michigan game, I think people saw then that Georgia got a very good team. Mm-hmm. You know, Michigan got a good team. And I think this is going to be the telling story here. I think there's no doubt SEC, everybody want to win the SEC, but Alabama won it. But the biggest title is coming up this Monday night. That's the biggest title. And I think Georgia will win it because I don't think this team is intimidated. This team is not intimidated. And I know this team like I will be totally, totally upset. Somebody hit me in the mouth. I'm going to get
him back. Absolutely.
Back. Herschel, when I watched the game in Atlanta, I just felt like at times, same thing, maybe a little bit vanilla, but also I felt like some of the guys might have made the game bigger than what it was. Like, felt like they had to do more because they're in the SEC championship game, because they're facing Bama. And I saw more mental mistakes where guys just like in man coverage, decided to leave their man because they feel like they need to go double someone else. Like just stay on your man, like do your job. Talk about like that mentality in a big game of just still doing the little things right and not thinking that you have to be Superman in order to win a football game like this.
Well, you're 100% correct. And I think I tell everyone, I said, just look back at the game. when have you seen that defense make as total all those mental mistakes? You don't make those mental mistakes. That's one thing Kirby, Coach Smart do not do, is to have the guys making mental mistakes or you don't play. Those guys made a lot of mental mistakes. You had receivers running wide open. They didn't know how to line up sometime. And you know, you never seen that, not this late in the season. So I think that everybody wanted the game so bad that they were out there trying to do more than what they should do. And they got to realize this is a team. And they got to realize this coming Monday night is 60 minutes. Guys, Alabama going to get the upper hand at some time. There's no doubt. You're not going to go out there and just dominate a team. Sometimes they're going to get the upper hand, but you got to get the majority up. And I really think this is going to boil down to the defense. Alabama defense against our offense, meaning our offense got to at least score. But our defense got to step to the plate right now and say that they're not going to let that quarterback just run around in the pocket and do the things that he was doing. When have you seen, you know, the quarterback just run around in the pocket on Georgia defense? This guy is running around, and he won the Heisman Trophy that night. I really think he won the Heisman Trophy that night.
Such an uncharacteristic game all the way around from Georgia in that SEC championship game. It was their worst game of the year. Offense started turning the ball over when they got down. Defense, just an absolute no-show, allowing over 300 yards of offense in the second quarter alone. And no sacks, no pressure against Bryce Young. And you said it. He won the Heisman Trophy that night. So obviously heading into this rematch, Bryce Young, that offensive line, the entire coaching staff at Alabama knows Georgia has one goal: to get after Bryce Young, keep him in the pocket, and when they get pressure, bring him down. How do you think they scheme to really, you know, battle against that? Do they go out there and try to run the ball, which they didn't do in the SEC championship game? Do they do the quick game and short intermediate throws like they did in the SEC championship game? I'm just fascinated because we always talk so much about Georgia, and then we ran it back in and go, well, Alabama has a pretty good team and a pretty good coaching staff as well.
Well, Alabama does. They have a great team. But one of the things I think also, I think when Coach Saban got to be good at doing this, he can't let those guys think that Georgia is easy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those guys had a, you know, I hate to say they had an easy time, but those guys went out and they really controlled that football game. They controlled it. So sometimes you go into the next game thinking, oh, it's going to be like that. But I think the Georgia players are, like I said, good athletes. They step to the plate when it's time. You get hit in the mouth, you're like, oh, no, I'm going to hit you back. And I think that's what Georgia's going to do, and I hope Alabama's going to be ready for it. And I know they will be because they're so well coached. Coach Saban has been there so many times. And one thing about it, and I think people got to remember this, you know, this team here, a lot of those players on this team here wasn't around during those other times that Alabama beat them. So this is a new team. And in the old team of Alabama, a lot of those players wasn't there when they came back and won the game. So this is a new experience for a lot of those players on this team, on both teams.
Well, hopefully we have to, these kids have this feeling that I'm about to ask you the question about, Herschel. What does it feel like when you do win a national championship, and how does your life change at that moment, especially in the state of Georgia, and even maybe touch on just these kids with the NIL opportunities that they're going to have as well if you're a national championship winner?
Well, you think about the opportunities that they're going to have right now. You know, they can be paid. You know, you see the advertisement. You know, here in Atlanta, I see Big Jordan Davis on billboards right now and stuff. And I said, guys, you go out and win a national championship. Just think what's going to happen. And then you beat a team like Alabama that beat you early. You know, your name is going to be on high. And that's going to, you know, right now, you know, it's going to continue to have a good recruiting because both teams are going to be able to recruit. But it's going to make a big statement for you. And most of all, it's going to make these guys become family, even closer. You know, I think they're going to become even closer because you had a journey at the beginning of the season. You know, out there in the hot sun, and you were working so hard and you were complaining, but you complained together. Doing it together is what makes it work. And then you get into a game, you have a tough game like you had in the SEC championship game, but you had it together. It wasn't any individual that made the mistake that lost the game. We lost it as a team. Well, right now, we got a chance to go out and redeem ourselves, a second chance. And we go out and do that as a team. That means a lot. I think it means a great deal, not as an individual, but it means a lot as a team.
Yeah, that's a fascinating comment. You know, you do become family. Obviously, look at somebody like Herschel when he comes back into Athens for a multitude of reasons, but being a national champion, anybody on that 1980 team, they get the red carpet deservedly. I'll liken it to my dad, who played for the 1985 Chicago Bears. Go up to Chicago with anybody from that 85 Bears team. Yes. It's crazy. I mean, everybody idolizes them and loves them. Think about those Boston Red Sox teams who ended the curse. Those guys go to Boston and it's like, you guys are welcome here forever. It's awesome that Georgia and the student athletes on this specific team have that opportunity to create that legacy. And then Aaron, like you said, the first national championship winning team ever in the new NIL era, like sky's the limit. And I think it's when you're talking about companies like Icon Source or the Players Lounge, where players can go to and say, hey, this is where you can find me. I'm available for business because I want to leverage and take advantage of this new age of college football. All right, Herschel, we don't want to take up too much of your time, but we're not going to let you out of here without a prediction. Monday night, Indianapolis, Indiana, number 3, Georgia, number 1, Alabama, the rematch. What's going to happen? Who's going to win? What's the score going to be?
Well, I think it'll be a tight score, but I think Alabama's going to win because of their defense. And I say, I think it's going to be 24-21.
Alabama or Georgia?
Georgia.
Oh, okay. Georgia. Okay. Good. You said Alabama. There you go.
Yeah. But I think it's just going to be a close game. I think, like I said, both defense got to play, but I think this defense here, I think they were embarrassed the last time, and I think they're going to totally step to the plate and they're going to be ready to play.
I like
totally agree, Aaron.
I'm right there with you. I think it's the games in the 20s too, Drew. I do. And we'll give our score prediction at the end of the show, but I may be stealing Herschel's or somewhere around the ballpark. I'll admit it right now.
Well, Herschel, man, if you do go to Indianapolis, we look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody can find Herschel on social media at Herschel Walker. He's the GOAT, number 34, Heisman Trophy winning running back, national champion, should be and will be a Pro Football Hall of Famer here pretty soon. So, Herschel, thanks so much for joining us on Punt and Pass. Have an awesome weekend and go Dogs.
Hey, thank you, now. God bless you guys.
Aaron, so awesome to have Herschel Walker join the podcast. Special shout out to his press secretary, or I think campaign director. I don't know, but she's just an all-around rock star. Mallory Blunt, a damn good dog as well. Mallory, thank you so much for setting that up. And thank you to Herschel for joining Punt and Pass, our first Heisman Trophy winner, which is awesome. Hey, this episode's presented by Prize Picks. So let's dive into Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com, download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code PUNT. You get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. You can do cross sport entries. You can 10X your entry. You can win a ton of dough. Prize Picks is the best. Let's look at this national championship game slate. It's out right now. So you can go ahead and beat the number if you like something specific. Let's start with the quarterbacks. These numbers are pretty fascinating, Aaron. Bryce Young, 311.5 passing yards. Stetson Bennett, 254.5 passing yards.
I'm going to go under for both of them, Drew.
Okay. Wow.
I think this is going to be a defensive struggle. I guess the defense is not struggling. Offensive struggle, whatever right wording is for it. But defenses are going to have their way a little bit, in my opinion. So I'm going to go under for the quarterbacks.
Okay. I will go under for Bryce Young, 311.5 passing yards. And I'll go over for Stetson. I think there's a chunk play somewhere in there for Stetson. I think Georgia does get some success running the ball, which then opens up the pass game. I think George Pickens could get involved. I'll go over 254.5, and it'll be right around the number. He'll be like 257 or 260. I'm not saying he's going to throw for 350, but I'll go over for Stetson.
Imagine Stetson throws for like 350 and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, my God. The fan base would explode. Like their heads would collectively explode.
So I said this the other day on my series show. I want to be Stetson Bennett in the Stetson Bennett movie. I think I could play the role, Drew. Could I not be Stetson Bennett?
I saw you rocking that Butler 13 jersey yesterday on social media. But you look pretty good. Though,
I not be Stetson Bennett?
You absolutely could.
In the Stetson Bennett movie.
You have to lose a little bit of weight. Like not, I'm not calling you fat. You just need to, slender you down.
I know. I agree. And I personally need to slim down anyway. So that's fine. But I could do it. So I'm going to throw my name out there for Hollywood boy over here should be it. Because Kurt Warner, the actor that's playing Kurt Warner, man, my man can't even throw a football. It looks awful.
What was that? I'm
like, it's so bad. Like, that was bizarre. at least it's realistic. You got, that former quarterback playing it. That guy can actually go out there and throw a football. So come on.
I totally agree.
Hollywood, let's make it happen.
I totally agree. All right, let's go to rushing yards. Brian Robinson, Alabama's running back, 77.5 rushing yards. Zeus White, 46.5. James Cook, 40.5. What do you think?
I'll actually go over both Georgia guys, and I'm going to go under with Robinson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm starting to sense where Aaron is going to go with our game prediction here in just a little bit. I will go under Brian Robinson as well. I will go under Zamir White, 46 and a half. I will go over James Cook. Georgia has to get James Cook involved in this game. They have to. And you know Alabama will be expecting it, but James is the type of dynamic player where you throw it to him out of the backfield. You have him do one of those angle routes, beat a linebacker in the second level, and then you start running him. Get him on the outside. Do those zone schemes. Let him shine in this football game. I'll go over 40 and a half rushing yards. How about these, though? I like these two props, okay? Rushing yards. Bryce Young, 12 and a half. Stetson Bennett, 10 and a half. Remember, in college football, sacks count against quarterbacks' rushing yards.
God, that's a tough one right there. I'm going to go under Bryce. I think Georgia, they're going to turn the heat up, man. They're going to have to. I think you'll see three sacks in this game by Georgia.
God, I hope so.
So that's about minus.
Put my fan hat on. I hope so.
Yeah, that's about like minus, what, 20 yards right there? So he's already in the negative. So I'll go under Bryce with the rushing, and I'll go over Stetson. I think Stetson had opportunities in that first game he didn't take advantage of.
Yep.
I don't think he lets that slip by this game.
All right, receiving yards. I'm going to throw two top guys out here. Jameson Williams, 102 and a half. That is a high number. And Brock Bowers, 70 and a half.
I'm going to go under Brock.
Okay.
I'll go under Brock.
Bracket him, double.
Yeah, I think they're like, it's the same thing in my opinion, what they're going to try to do Georgia for Jameson. They're like, all right, just, we have to stop Jameson and we'll see if there's anyone else that can beat you. And that's what I would do if I'm Bama. Let's stop Brock Bowers. And you know how I feel about the receivers for Georgia. And we'll see if one of these guys can beat us. So it's going to be, you know, Georgia will get creative. You know, they'll give Bowers like quick screens and he'll get 5, 6, 7 yards in a cloud of dust and some of those bubbles. But, you know, Alabama's saying right now, we don't think Georgia's good on the outside. If we stop Bowers, what can they do?
Yeah. Yeah. Under Brock Bowers, Murray says 70 and a half. Jameson Williams, 102 and a half receiving yards.
I'll go under two. I said the same thing. There's going to be, to me, defensive game. And those are the two guys you like priority one. If we want to win this game, we have to slow down Bowers. We have to slow down Jameson. So
all right, I'm going to go under Jameson. I think Mechie being out is a huge loss for Alabama. And I think Coach Lanning and Kirby Smart are scheming up to make sure they can keep him at bay. And I'll go over for Brock. I mean, you saw it in the SEC championship game. You could triple this dude. He's still going to go up there and moss guys, get the ball. And Stetson's not afraid to throw it to him, which could be a little bit troublesome. But I think he is a consistent drip in this game. And I think, and I hope, again, put my fan hat on, I hope that Georgia can run the ball, open up play action, open up this playbook to where the defense is really having to respect all aspects of Georgia's attack. Prize Picks, huge weekend on Prize Picks. The board is stocked full with Alabama and Georgia options. Head on over to prizepicks.com, download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. You get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. Here is the slate for the national championship game. Bryce Young, 311 and a half passing yards. Aaron and I both say under. Stetson Bennett, 254 and a half passing yards. I say over. Aaron says under. Brian Robinson, Alabama running back, 77 and a half rushing yards. Aaron and I say under. Zamir White, 46 and a half rushing yards. Aaron says over. I say under. James Cook, 40 and a half rushing yards. Aaron and I both say over. Jameson Williams, 102 and a half receiving yards. Aaron and I both say under. Brock Bowers, 70 and a half receiving yards. Aaron says under. I say over. PrizePicks.com. Download the PrizePicks app. Use that promo code PUNT. All right, dude. Hay is in the barn. I just got some scoop from my insider. The team leaves later on this afternoon to head to Indy. So Georgia heading up to Indianapolis this afternoon, which I think is good. Hey, get up there. Get into your routine.
You're saying Georgia does head up. When do you know when Bama's heading up?
I would assume if Georgia's going, I would think Bama's going to be today as well. Number three versus number one, Georgia versus Alabama in Indianapolis. Right now, Georgia is a 3 or a 2.5 point favorite. It keeps going up and down. It seems like that's where it's going to be locked in right at kickoff. The total.
Have you tried to lock in at 2.5 yet, Drew?
I haven't locked it in yet at 2.5. You know, I will be very emotional Monday afternoon, and I'll probably wait until the last second, which means I get the worst number. And that's just because I love self-sabotage. But Georgia 3, 2.5 point favorite. You asked me yesterday on SEC.
I don't think it's going to go over three though. Like, no, you don't think? No. I think I'm with you. I thought three is a good number. Yeah.
Three, you said it to me on the radio yesterday with Jacob Hester on SEC Radio. You were like, is three the right number? Georgia minus three the right number? And I said, well, here's the thing. Three is the right number either way. Yes. Alabama could be a three-point favorite, and everybody would be saying the same thing, but Vegas would not make Alabama a 3.5 point favorite. Just like Vegas is not going to make Georgia a 3.5 point favorite because everybody would take Alabama with more than a field goal. And 2.5 is interesting because you're not seeing as much buyback with Georgia laying less than a field goal. So, you know, they're getting tons of even money. But I look around social media and a lot of people are still picking Alabama. Like a lot of people are like, I can't pick against Alabama. Like saw what's happened. I mean, these games. Yep. I can't pick against Alabama. So,
and I can't blame them for that. If I wasn't a Georgia fan, it'd be hard for me to pick against Alabama too. I mean, what tells you, honestly, like what tells you that Georgia's going to win this football game?
Like
they haven't beaten Alabama in six straight tries. They just got whooped by double digits a month ago. Like what sane person would say that Alabama's going to lose this football game?
Okay, look, I will be as subjective and objective as possible. Recent history in these types of rematches, when the teams are so evenly matched, it's not like Georgia sucks, right? It's not like Georgia went 8-4 in a bad SEC East, although the SEC East was pretty bad this year. Georgia's very good. Look on paper. I know you throw paper out in matchups like this. Look at the common opponents. Yeah, I bit the bullet on that one leading into the SEC championship game, and it didn't matter whatsoever. But Georgia is a very good football team. And when you have that revenge and that focus, it's dangerous. I liken it back to the 1997 national championship game. Florida State pounded Florida at the end of the regular season. Danny Werfel and Steve Spurrier going to the Sugar Bowl and absolutely annihilate Florida State for the national championship. Look at what happened in the 2012 BCS national championship game. LSU beat Alabama in the regular season. They rematch in the national championship. Alabama takes care of business convincingly. I think this is more like an NFL divisional rivalry matchup, meaning in the NFL, oftentimes two division opponents play each other with a lot of playoff implications twice in a 4-week span. And it is really, really hard when you have that type of scouting, when they're that fresh on your mind, when you just played them to beat a team twice in a row, when you're evenly matched, when there's a lot on the line. Herschel said it best. Georgia had nothing to lose in the SEC championship game. Alabama had everything to lose. And you saw it clear as day. I think this falls into one person's hands, Aaron. And I think if you see a confident, a cool, a collected Kirby Smart on Monday night, you better go. Here we go. Georgia is about to be ready to roll. If you see a guy who in the first quarter is kind of sketching out and he's freaking out and he's red faced and he's screaming, I know that's his kind of.
But that's who he is, though.
But I think he has to go in there with the confidence of his team to say, guys, we got a game plan. We're going to execute. That's exactly what Georgia did against Michigan. They were like, we know the game plan. We're going to execute, play fast, play loose, and go out there and dominate. Now, they're not going to dominate Alabama, but they better have the confidence to say, we can get across the finish line.
Yeah, I just, you know, to me, I know you said they didn't have anything to lose, and Herschel said that heading into the game in Atlanta, but I do think they had a sense of confidence that, hey, we are better than them. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, you walk out of that stadium in Atlanta, and you're like, wow, like, how wrong were we? Because it wasn't a close game. No, it's not like, damn, what's that?
I said, God, no, it wasn't close.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. It's not like we walk out like, man, like we still think we're better than them. Like we just missed a couple plays. Like, no, you got spanked.
Yeah.
It's like me saying when I was like, you know, I don't know, 12 years old and my brother's 18 and we go play, pick up basketball. I'm like, man, I'm better than Josh. Like, I'm going to go beat him. And he puts up, you know, he beats me by, you know, 20 points at a pickup game in the backyard. Then it's like, okay, he's still big brother. And yeah, he's that much better than me. So I said it then too. And I think I said it either before or during when we were talking to Herschel, this team does believe they are better than I think they believe. They're saying the right stuff.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, do they truly believe after you just got smacked by this team a month ago? Do you like you have they have to be questioning their ability just a little bit?
You made a
and that's great what and that's comparison. What Alabama feeds on. They feed on your fears. You and right now, there is a question in Georgia's mind. Are we? We think we are, but are we?
you just brought up the best real life comparison possible. You said it was like your brother, Josh. Hey, Josh, now's the time. I'm going to go out there and whoop on you in basketball. Josh goes, okay, you think so? All right, come out here. And he whoops you by 20, right? I would liken it to my dad on the golf course. Hey, Dad, let's go play golf. I'm feeling pretty good. I've been playing well all week. I'm about to take you down. And what would happen? Oftentimes, Dad would birdie the last couple of holes. I'd lose some cash to him, and I'd still be broken down, battered, and bruised. But what happens? One day. Yeah, there's that one day where when it does happen and you do get over the finish line, the script flips. My dad can't beat me in golf now if I give him 40 shots aside. I'm the man, and he knows that. Josh can't beat you in basketball. He's like 45 years old. His knees are broken down.
Yeah, but you're like Alabama ain't getting older, and they're just getting
stronger. What I'm saying is it can't last forever, okay? It can't last forever. And me specifically, like personally, I have to live with it. I have to live with it. I mean, look who's walking in now. I mean, what do you think? It's Alabama week. I am a big fat loser in my household. And Miss Jackie,
she's
Butler's
got the
here.
Bama hey mug. She's
she got
that is
Bama
one
mug.
That is one ugly mug with the that is an ugly ass mug.
Is it though?
Right, oh my god,
winners aren't ugly. So
I just threw it on the ground. It did not break, but
there was a coffee in it.
Hello,
so this is funny because you know, when we had this talk, Jackie, before the SEC championship game, you were, you know, a little quiet, like,
I was.
You came stomping. Like, I heard you from across the room.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. It feels different.
Just, I have to live with this.
It feels different. You know, you mentioned last time we spoke, there's a confidence with Alabama fans and specifically female Alabama fans. And like you said, last time I was one, I was like, I don't know. I hope we pull through them this time, guys. I mean, we're only talking a few weeks later.
I'm with you. I am less confident right now than I was obviously heading. Like, I was talking some crap. I was like, man, you better Georgia
you
fans walk in
it.
Here. You better walk in chest pumped up, ready to go. And now like I may be limping into to Lucas Oil a little bit.
You know what? I hear you, but quite frankly, I just don't really care about this game. I mean, who cares? Like it'll happen again. Like I just, you know what? Like, forget about it. It's only football. And college football is pretty stupid if you really think about it on the whole,
for
Aaron.
Sure. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, guys just running into each other. Football in general. Like, what do we do here?
It's a terrible game.
Who cares?
Terrible
game. Awful. No one cares.
All right.
It's
give
really
us
funny, though, how
go ahead.
Like, I mean, y'all's demeanors, as well as mine, have completely flipped from what
we just got our asses kicked. What do you expect?
But it is funny. So, my whole thing is, I honestly don't know if Kirby can allow and handle to lose to Alabama, basically back-to-back games minus one, you know, one game in between. But with that said, it's not up to Kirby.
No, good
and
point.
Saban has
good
Kirby's number. So I honestly don't know. But it's hard for me to visualize us winning in the same season, SEC, and then Natty against y'all both times.
See, they set it up just like we were trying to before the SEC championship game. I can't imagine it.
I don't know. I don't know, guys.
What's the score prediction then? What are you feeling? Be honest. Don't be soft. Don't be gentle. You know, you can have some confidence right now. What do you got? I mean,
come on.
Alabama by 14 points.
Oh my God. Well, that's the real, I mean, that's her, you asked for her real thought process in there.
I don't know. But this will be the first time in history of our marriage that we're not watching the game together.
Yeah, I'll be up in Indy working.
That's what we needed. We needed the Butlers to be separate.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron. That was the long con that you had. You were like, hey, let's do this. And then, you know, Jackie couldn't come. She's got to be here with the family. Yeah. And I get to go up there alone. So maybe that's it.
We'll see what happens.
Jackie, if you want to watch it with Sharon, you know, you guys can have a little girls time with the little ones. We can maybe make that happen.
Well, no matter what, y'all are some, what's the saying, damn good dogs.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Is that what one says?
Yes, that's it.
So there you go.
I'm just excited. Drinks are on Drew and Icon Source before the game.
Yeah, buddy. Come see us. Stadium Tavern, Indianapolis, Indiana. All right. The girls are coming in.
I got to go.
Love you, Jackie.
Can I shout out one more damn good dog?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to? Destin Hill.
Yeah, Destin Hill.
I should appreciate him.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Hill, for helping Jackie this week. We had a little injury at home.
I got a new piece on
She's
my
got
arm,
the cast.
Not from Solomon Brothers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And Destin Hill's a damn good duck. So y'all three are my top three this week.
And, all righty.
I'll leave it to your imagination who's number one, number two, and number three.
All right. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Come on, Bill.
All right. Well, you know, that's the Butler
the party
household
in the Butler household at all times.
Friday morning.
It is a party.
Thank you, Jackie. Love you. Well, Time to give our predictions. She did say it back. She said,
what are the girls wearing, Drew, by the way? Like, do they rock Bama or do they walk Georgia?
You know, like, so like Friday morning, Jackie will dress them up in a Bama deal and send pictures out. And then game time, of course, they're rocking Georgia gear. Come on now. Come on now.
I don't know. Jackie now runs the household. I was her. I'd be like, hell no, they ain't touching Georgia gear.
You know, the more I've talked about this game, the more confused I get. I don't know what's up or what's down. I don't know what's left or what's right. I've been burning sage in my house. I have Jobu out just like Serrano does in Major League. I'm saying prayers. I'm putting out good vibes into the world, just saying, like, point me in the right direction. What are we going to do? If Georgia loses on Monday, I'm coming back home with you and I'm sleeping at your house. I can't come back home to that. I can't do it.
We got room for you if you need it. Come on.
The thing. It's time. Like, call me an analyst, call me a loser, call me a punter who doesn't know anything about football. Simply put, it's time. Georgia has the dogs. Georgia has the history around what I just said when it comes to rematches, when it comes to divisional opponents. Georgia got whooped up on 37 days ago. Georgia knows what it takes. They just got their confidence back against Michigan. Georgia and Kirby Smart have a neutral thinking mindset. Hey, let's accept it for what it was. We got our asses kicked, all right? It is what it is. Let's learn from it and move forward. Okay. Negative thinking is terrible. Positive thinking sometimes can be toxic as well. A neutral mindset is what they need. It is what it is. It happened. They put it behind them in the Orange Bowl. Now they're moving towards Indianapolis. I think the defense gets 3 to 4 sacks. I think there is a turnover in there, which could maybe be some points. God, that'd be huge. And I think Stetson is a great game.
Yep.
James Cook is the X factor. Nolan Smith is my X factor on defense. Man, it's going to be close. I cannot wait to be with you in Indy. Georgia 31, Alabama 30. That's my score prediction.
Woo-wee.
My heart rate will be 180 BPM at the end of that game.
I'm super excited for this one. I think it's going to come down to the end. I do worry. Like, I don't want this game in the third. If I'm a Georgia fan, you do not want this game to get in the 30s.
No chance.
Don't. You do not want this to get in there. Advantage goes way up for Alabama. If you're talking about a mid-30s to high-30s type ball game, I think for Georgia, goal is got to keep it in the 20s. Okay. You got to win. I think the game has to be somewhere in that 27-24. That's what I'm going to go with. Somewhere in that area right now, and I feel good about Georgia. Winnie, I agree. I think Stetson's more than ready to go. I think when you go back and watch, and I've watched it a few times this week, go watch the SEC championship game. It was, to me, it was more mental mistakes than physical mistakes. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, Georgia's got their just butt beat and just manhandled. It was more like, man, those are just guys, like I said to Herschel, guys just doing more than they think they had to in order to win the football game. So I think there are easy corrections that could be made for Georgia to eliminate, especially some of the big explosive plays that Jameson was able to create. So I like dogs in a close one defensive battle, 27-24.
There you have it. I think it's going to be close. Obviously it can go either way, but it's time. It's time. Neutral site rematch. I think the correct amount of time is 37 days, Aaron, since Georgia got their butts whooped in that SEC championship game. And this team, they're ready. So will Alabama. Alabama will be ready as well, but I think Georgia squeaks it out finally. Well, it's unbelievable. Obviously, we'll be back mid next week after the national championship game. Aaron and I will be together up in Indianapolis. Check out our social media pages at Punt and Pass, at Drew Butler, at Aaron Murray, puntandpass.com. I'm sure we'll cut a couple of videos up there, Aaron. We'll let everybody know how we're feeling. Come see us, Stadium Tavern. We'll be out in the shadows of Lucas Oil Stadium. Icon Stores is having a huge tailgate, which will be a blast. And this episode was presented by Prize Picks. We've been talking about Prize Picks because it's the best. They are our OG partners. They've been with us for years and years. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. You get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. Cross sport entries. You can 10x your winnings. Single stat props, fantasy score props. So much action this weekend, which means it is a great weekend for you. PrizePicks.com. Download the Prize Picks app. Anything on the way out, brother?
Man, I'm just pumped. I'm excited. Leaving Sunday, got the jacket ready to go and long johns and all
what
that.
What are you wearing? Stuff. What's the attire? I know you were thinking about the 13 jersey, but you had to put that to the wayside.
Yeah, the 13 jersey did not fit your boy. So we're not wearing that. I got
just a game day polo. What do we got?
No. I got a badass
players lounge hoodie
that I'll be rocking with one of our avatars.
How did you get that? I want one.
You want, will you wear it? I can get you one. I thought you'd be an icon source.
No, I got, I mean, look, whatever a buddy it needs of, for a victory.
A merchant guy in actually in Nashville called named Chase. He's helping us with some merch right now. And I was like, man, I just need something for this game. And I got polos now, but I'm like, it's going to be freaking freezing. Give me a sweatshirt. So
love it.
They're badass. They look sweet.
Love it, dude. Come see us in Indy, please. Again, at Punt and Pass. At Drew Butler, at Aaron Murray on social media, puntandpass.com. We will talk to you next Tuesday or Wednesday. See ya.
Let's be real. Getting incredible hair shouldn't be hard. Blow drying shouldn't be exhausting. You'll be obsessed with Lange Hair. Their Axia hair dryer is under £1, super compact, and so easy to use. When you pair it with their Gloss Shock, you get amazing shine. And Lange gave us a special discount. Just spray Gloss Shock on damp hair, blow dry with Axia, and the heat activates the treatment. Ionic Tech locks in shine for smooth, glossy, frizz-free hair in under 20 minutes. Go to LangeHair.com and use code UNPAUSED for 20% off your first order.
If you've been struggling with your weight and nothing has worked, you need to hear about Metabolism Ignite. It's recommended by over 1,000 clinicians and the natural alternative people are switching to. Metabolism Ignite is a clean, plant-based formula that works with your body, delivering an 85% reduction in hunger and clinically proven results. No injections, no prescriptions, no gut issues, just real sustainable weight loss, the way it was meant to happen. So before Metabolism Ignite sells out again, head to veracityhealth.co and use code Odyssey for up to 65% off your order. Once again, that's veracityhealth.co for up to 65% off. And make sure you use my promo code Odyssey so they know I sent you. This product has not been approved by the FDA and is not intended to treat, prevent, or cure any disease.